My name is Christoph Wanner. I'm chairing this session with Ian McDougall. And I want to give you a few introductory remarks and some housekeeping remarks. So the title of our symposium today is Iron and Anemia Management in Non-Dialysis CKD, Where Are We Going? And I'm just focusing a few minutes on where are we now in managing anemia that you can understand, where are we going? So where are we now? If you start on the left side bottom from 1989, you see all the anemia trials and you see the number of patients, the size, and the size of the trials, left bottom, were small. There was studied mainly placebo versus control in low hemoglobin range. The later years then brought some trials to the fourth, which has larger number of patients, which moved up to a higher range of target hemoglobin, and the results changed. The first trial, the normal hematocrit trial, was neutral, or some people say negative. The CREATE study was neutral, and Quire did not convince us. So from this results and following the TREAT study, we are now moving towards iron supplementation. And the question is how to do this. And last year, some exciting papers were published in the New England Journal by my co-chair, then the already mentioned TREAT trial, and then a new approach in heart failure, a new approach treating anemia by ferric carboxymaltose. We want to go through these stages of information and provide you unbiased information that you can really see what data we have in hands and can decide where we go in the future. There is already a suggestion in Germany for the German participants, and a few experts have put together a consensus paper. And this consensus paper is saying, on the left, hemoglobin below 11, do your iron diagnostics. If you have extensive tools available, you can go down through ferritin TISA to hypochromic erythrocytes. And if you then detect a hemoglobin below 10 and a low ferritin, then give intravenous iron. If you have a hemoglobin 10 to 11, you can provide oral iron if inflammation level is low. This was a conservative approach done about 2 years ago. Today you get updated information and can see where we are and where we should go. So some disclosures for this chair today. I received honorarium from V4 Pharma, the same for Dr. McDougall. Speakers, honoraria, you see the disclosures up there. And then we have our other guests, which will come up with their separate disclosures.